Meals my dad, 3 pints.
Yeah, delighted, guy. It's been a long time coming. So I thought we played well, or we defended well against Cardiff Met last week. Now to follow it up with 3 points, it makes a big difference, you know, to the players, their mentality, because they work hard week in, week out. So it is finally nice to get 3 points on the board.
Yeah, and 4 excellent goals, I thought.
Yeah, we're a threat. You know, when we go forward, we've got players who are threatening behind. We've got players who can come in short. We've got players who are decent in the air. So we were a threat. And yeah, so delighted to get the goals. Obviously the second one just for half time, which gives you a nice little cushion. But yeah, I was happy with the way that the boys played up in the top end of the field.
Excellent. But then we conceded 3 from set pieces, really, didn't we?
Yeah. And that's one thing that I put on the board before the game. We put a couple of points up, and yeah, set pieces was one. So to concede 3 obviously is disappointing. 2 penalties were, you know, I couldn't see the second one, if I'm being honest, because it was a bit of a melee. But look, it is what it is. We haven't conceded a penalty all season, and now we've conceded 2. So let's just hope that puts a tin hat on how many we concede.
Yeah, Gary Lineker made a comment about the game as well, I heard.
Yeah, the boys have just come up now, and the boys have just said that Gary Lineker has retweeted that the final score is finished. You know, Carmarthen 4, Carnarvon 3. So why or how he's taking an interest, I'm not sure, but again, it's just another little nice boost for the club and for the players.
Yeah. And next week, another big game here, home to Kevin Drewitt.
Yeah. Again, you know, they when we went up there, they give us a bit of a going over in terms of scoreline earlier in the season. So yeah, we'll prepare as we normally do. We'll obviously find out a little bit about them. Again, look to develop our game, which is what we're trying to do, you know, slowly. It doesn't happen overnight. And hopefully we can pick up another positive result.
Great. And what's the situation with Danny Thomas and his wife at the moment?
Still no change at the moment, I don't think. I think it's just a case. I know Danny had his phone on by him during the game, and obviously drove down on his own. Yes. So not like his wife, she is always late, so there's absolutely no surprise that she's gone past her due date, because Laura's never ever on time. So hopefully some news soon.
Best wishes to Danny and his family anyway, and we'll catch up next week. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.